Hallelujah. We thank you for this, your Shabbat.
There I will bow.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you, Lord.
Well, I just thank God for everybody here and the people that we know and people that we run into every day, even though we stand at a distance. Prayer and pray for them is such an important part of our lives, and I thank you for the opportunity to come on this format and pray. So I thank you for each one of you, and I love you all. And that's it for now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, John. We love you too.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
May I say something?
You may.
I was reading earlier in Psalm 78, in verses 7, the things that came, you know, very kind of stuck out to me. That's the word. They stuck out to me. They were in verse 7 and verse 8. The whole passage is about Israel and how God has brought them through all these things, and yet they do not follow, you know, they're not putting their trust in God, their confidence in him. And so in that context, it says, let's see, in verse 5, "For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers." And then I'll skip to verse 7, "that they should put their confidence in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not prepare its heart and whose spirit was not faithful to God." And that was the main thing that struck me, whose spirit was not faithful to God. It really didn't have to do with, that's where the heart of it was, and not just that they didn't obey his laws. And then reading on later, because we sang a song about my cup overflows, I went to Psalm 23. And then I read in verse 19 in the same passage in Psalm 78, it says, "Then they spoke against God, Israel. They said, 'Can God prepare a table in the wilderness?'" And in contrast to this, Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with
Hallelujah.
Me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows.
Hallelujah.
Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And what I get from this is a stark contrast between the person who says the Lord is my shepherd, and the generation that did not prepare its heart and whose spirit was not faithful to God, who did not put their confidence in God and forgot his works, and also did not keep his commandments.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Let us be among those, O Lord, who give our hearts wholly to you, Lord. Wholly to you, Lord. Step down into darkness. Oh. Thank you.
say that you're my.